Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk, sponsored by the UK Investor Show on Wednesday, the 26th of February. Starting off with Biotrol, where we've got this likely mid-move consolidation. A point of interest also on the daily chart is the way that we're just having the 50 and 200-day moving averages crossing into a golden cross. That's normally obviously a buy signal. The sharpest point in the cycle is normally in the run-up to that golden cross, and we've seen that. But as this appears to be a mid-move consolidation that we're in, say, a bull flag, break of 3.5 pence at the top of the recent range could lead the stock up to the top of a rising trend channel from October 2018, as high as 4.5 pence. At this stage, stop loss just back below the 3 pence level. One of the more sprightly stocks in a rather discouraging environment at the moment is the following one, which is Cobra. And here you can see that, again, it looks as though we're in a mid-move consolidation. Nice V-shaped rebound for the stock. End of day, end of week close above the 2 pence level should be enough to take the shares eventually onto 3 pence over the next month or so, or the following month or so. Stop loss back below, currently back below the 1.7 pence area should cover it. Onto a stock which is was sort of delivered bulls, probably one of the biggest pie in the faces of the recent past, Lek Oil. You can see that on the daily chart there, that gap down at the early part of January. We've got a tentative rebound here. It looks as though the most optimistic way of looking at it is that we're on a rising trend channel from the early part of January. Floor of the channel at 3 pence, and that's obviously a very hard stop loss given the previous history of the stock. And while we hold above 3 pence, best case scenario is a January resistance line projection and the 200-day moving average currently heading for 4.6. But I have to stress that actually looks as though that is the most positive scenario that we have on offer. Otherwise, probably a range trade between 3 and 3.5 would be a more down-to-earth interpretation. On to Petromatad, and here you can see that we've got probably the only classic breakout rebound of the day. Here we have a falling wedge breaking through also the 50-day moving average at 3.39 pence, and while we're above that, best case scenario target as high as the top of a broadening triangle from September up to 8 pence, obviously the initial target there. The 200-day line at 5.25 pence. Let's see how that goes in these rather troubled markets. One stock which has clearly benefited from the coronavirus ambulance chasing amongst investors is Novacyt. Here, rather interestingly, in a range between 115 and 140, or 120 and 140 probably. And it's be interesting to see whether the next move here will be to the upside or downside, not necessarily a given that it will break to the upside, but at least worth waiting to see if you're a fan of the stock, whether there is a probe towards the floor of the rising January trend channel at 80 pence ahead of a new leg to the upside and the promise of a retest of 220 pence, the best levels, and perhaps even as high as 250 is a best case scenario there. So stock very much in limbo at the moment. Stock which I haven't looked at before, but makes its first appearance today after a gap to the upside, is React Group. Looks as though we're in a rising trend channel from the summer of 2018. Top of the channel heading towards 1.2 pence, and that's valid while we hold above the initial February resistance at 0.7 pence. So it could be a reasonable risk-reward situation for those looking for a momentum play. Finishing off with Webis, which appears here from time to time. Looks as though we've got a decent rebound, firstly off the 200-day moving average in the middle of February, and then gapping up from a rising 50-day average at 1.58. While we're above that, looking for the top of the trend channel from last year, as high as 2.9 or even 3 pence, so a retest effectively of the initial resistance of 2020 to date. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.